Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news. The headlines first. 55 central members and 30 lawmakers of the proposed CPN Unified Socialist Party signed verification for party registration. CPN UML Chair K.P. Sarma Oli urges leaders and cadres to return to mainstream. Health Ministry assures safety even in delayed second dose COVID vaccines, and UNICEF warns 10 million children in Afghanistan desperately need humanitarian assistance. Now the news in detail. 55 central members and 30 lawmakers of the proposed CPN Unified Socialist Party reached the Election Commission today for the party registration verification. The commission had called the members and lawmakers of the party from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. today to be present at the commission with necessary documents. As per the ordinance related to the political party, the proposed CPN Unified Socialist Party needed the support of 41 central members and 31 lawmakers. 41 central members or 31 lawmakers to be recognized as a political party. After the verification, party leader Rajendra Pandey said the central committee would be formed within a few days and the party would move ahead organizing the national convention. He also confirmed the verification of the party's membership by senior leader Jalanath Kanal from the Nepali embassy in New Delhi. Likewise, the leaders and the lawmakers of the proposed Democratic Socialist Party Nepal reached the Election Commission to verify their names for the party registration. After the verification, leader Sarath Singh Bhandari said 14 lawmakers and 17 central working council members had signed the documents for the new party registration. CPN UML Chair K.P. Sarma Oli has vowed to implement the 10-point proposal to resolve the inter-party disputes. Addressing a press conference organized to unveil the decisions of the party's standing committee, Chair Oli said now the party would focus on its statute and general convention. Chairman Oli stated that there were tremendous efforts in the past to keep the party intact and thanked all those contributing to the party unity. He urged the CPN UML's all-party leaders and cadres, including the Madhav Kumar-led faction, to return to the mainstream. Home Minister Balakrishna Khad has inquired about the progress made in the construction work of the Bhairava International Airport. Secretary at the Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Ministry Yadav Koirala and Director General of the Civil Aviation Authority Rajan Pokhrel briefed Home Minister Khad about the progress of the under-construction airport today. They said all the required buildings and physical infrastructures had been constructed and its finishing work was underway. They further projected that the airport could be inaugurated in 3 months once the Indian team completes its works. The Ministry of Health and Population has said anti-COVID-19 vaccines would remain effective even after receiving the second dose in 9 months. Speaking at a press briefing today, a spokesperson of the ministry, Dr. Krishna Prasad Podel, clarified that the recent studies showed the anti-COVID-19 vaccines would remain effective even if the second dose was administered in a long gap. Informing about the vaccine data, spokesperson Podel says Nepal has procured almost 11.4 million doses of vaccine so far, while 8.8 million doses have been administered to people. He also informed that the government was preparing to vaccinate one-third of country's population by mid-September and entire population by mid-April next year. The Ministry of Health and Population has recorded a total of 2,482 new cases of COVID-19 in the country in the past 24 hours. Similarly, 1,781 corona patients recovered from the COVID infection today. The ministry also reported 44 corona-related deaths in the last 24 hours. With this, the numbers of people dying from coronavirus infection reaches 10,612 in Nepal. This news comes to you from Reed in Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Suresh, kya khabar kahan chhau?
Mero sab thik chha yaar, office ma chhau.
Ani ghar taiyar bhayo timro?
Ah, ghar ta taiyar bhayo yaar.
Aba ghar ma internet, television line, ani telephone number pani linu thyo. Aba timi nai chhau yaar Nepal ma paine suvidha ko barema jankar bhayeko. Ma ta 15 barsha bhayo yaar desh bata tada bhayeko. Suggest gar na yaar, kun ramro hola?
A, internet, television line ra telephone seva ka lagi ho bhane, aankha chimle ra Nepal Telecom ko fiber to the home FTTH seva liyala. Timlai chahiyeko sabai suvidha Nepal Telecom ma paucho. Dhukka bhayera lira huncha.
La गजब भएछ मलाई चाहिएको सबै सुविधा एउटै फाइबरबाट पाउने भएपछि थ्याङ्क यू यार
थ्याङ्क यू मलाई भन्दा नेपाल टेलिकमलाई भन जनतालाई निरन्तर सेवा दिदै आएको छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Two passengers died and 41 others were injured when a Kathmandu-bound bus met with an accident at Tokarpa in Sindhubalsuk today The deceased have been identified as 45-year-old Razan Baram from Lalitpur and another unnamed youth of about 22 years. Both succumbed to injuries while undergoing treatment at Dhulikhel Hospital in Kabriplanchuk. The police said the accident took place when the ill-fated bus suddenly lost control in the downhill at Sunkosi 3 in Sindhupalchuk. The police informed that the injured are receiving treatment at various hospitals. The fifth meeting of Nepal-Thailand Joint Commission held virtually today took stock of overall state of bilateral relations and trade between Nepal and Thailand. The meeting also exchanged views on further promoting cooperation between the two countries. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs says delegation led by Foreign Secretary Bharatraj Borel and Permanent Secretary for Foreign Affairs of Thailand Thani Thongphakdi discussed the challenges posed by the COVID-19 on the lives and livelihood of people of both countries and agreed to work together in combating the pandemic. The two sides also exchanged views on enhancing cooperation at the regional level, including through BIMSTEC. You are listening to Read Nepal's English News. Now some international updates. UNICEF Afghan warns that 10 million children in Afghanistan are in desperate need of humanitarian assistance. UNICEF says children in Afghanistan already survive on humanitarian assistance and approximately a million are expected to suffer from life-threatening malnutrition this year. As the crisis deepens, the United Nations World Food Programme seeks $200 million in food aid for Afghanistan with Executive Director of World Food Programme David Beasley saying one-third of the Afghan population face food insecurity. Meanwhile, the World Bank has suspended aid to Afghanistan, freezing hundreds of millions in funding. It had provided $5.3 billion since 2002 and has 27 projects there. Last week, the International Monetary Fund, IMF, also blocked the delivery of payment to Afghanistan. U.S. media reports say a U.S. intelligence report requested by President Joe Biden into the origin of coronavirus pandemic is inconclusive. A BBC report says agencies are reported divided on whether the virus first seen in China was the result of a natural spillover from animal to human or was caused by a laboratory accident. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. light to moderate rain is likely to occur at many places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rain with thunder and lightning in Province 1, Province 2, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province and Sudar Pashchim Province, with chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of Province 1, Gandaki Province and Lumbini Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also, before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Fifty-five central members and 30 lawmakers of the proposed CPN Unified Socialist Party signed verification for party registration. CPN UML Chair K.P. Sarma Oli urges leaders and cadres to return to mainstream. Health Ministry assures safety even in delayed second dose COVID vaccines. And UNICEF warns 10 million children in Afghanistan desperately need humanitarian assistance. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.